News. Trending now. Trending now.
Ons skop die week af met 'n geel vlak 2 waarskuwing vir erge donderstorms dus oor die verre westelike dele van die Noordwes en Wes-Vrystaat. Enkele buie en donderbuie kan verwag word oor die verre suidelike dele van Gauteng, as ook die suidelike Hoëveld en oor die Mpumalanga se plateaurand. Pretoria en Mbombela op na 24, Johannesburg 21 en Malagleni 23 en Polokwane en Rustenburg 26 grade.
Daai ongeluk in Pretoria op die N1 suid voor die R21 snelweg. Op hierdie oomblik is daar 24 minute vertraging. Uit Pretoria uit.
Die ANC se nasionale werkskomitee vergader vandag om die pad vorentoe te bespreek oor die regering van nasionale eenheid. Dit kom nadat die DA, die tweede grootste party in die regering, verlede week teen die nasionale begroting gestem het. Die ANC se adjunkpresident Paul Mashatile het gister gesê die party behoort vandag meer leiding te kry oor hoe om die kwessie aan te spreek. Intussen het EFF-leier Julius Malema gister in Firetown aan inwoners gesê sy party sal voortgaan om enige BTW-verhoging teen te staan. Die EFF het sy steen by die van die DA en die MK party gevoeg toe hulle in die parlement teen die begroting gestem het. Ek's Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, it was not a great weekend for South African rugby teams in the EPCR Challenge Cup competition. It was only the Bulls who managed to walk away victorious, but it does mean that the quarterfinalists have been determined. The Vodacom Bulls will be away still. They take on Edinburgh this coming weekend at the Hive Stadium. Ospreys will face Lyon. Connaught play Racing 92 and Bath welcome Gloucester. The 89th Masters takes place from Thursday. Defending champion Scottie Scheffler is among a field which features an informed Rory McIlroy, who is once again looking to complete a career Grand Slam. There are three South Africans in the field. Christian Besaidenhout, who makes his fourth Masters start, his first since 2022, Thurston Lawrence and Charles Schwartzel. And Sunday's Champions Cup match between Toulouse and Sale was delayed when a French paratrooper's parachute snagged on the roof of the stadium. And 5 minutes before the kickoff in the last 16 match, a gust of wind knocked Captain Yannick Truil off course, sending him towards the roof where his parachute caught on the stadium structure. He was supposed to bring the match ball onto the field. He was left hanging from the roof about 20 meters above the ground while supporters were cleared out and attendance. And first aid workers laid out crash mats and all of this. He dangled for around 30 minutes and was successfully rescued by ladder. Scary stuff. And that's your sport.
Jacaranda FM plays music you love.
I got you.
Like this.
It's whatever you like.